Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road in hot weather, cold weather, and boring weather. I'm sending you my regards from Krakow. I'm already a month here. Love the city. Kind of in a difficult phase of a lot of work on my two projects, Startup Link and Lingolearn. So it's pretty good to be in one place. The episode today will discuss the interesting topic of what are the different nomadic lifestyles you can have. And it refers to the fact that each nomad that I've met on the way has their own way of doing it and living this lifestyle. So hopefully you're gonna find it interesting and it will help you decide on which kind of lifestyle is right for you when you actually embark on the nomadic journey. Enjoy. Okay, so as I've mentioned before, we're gonna talk about the topic of different types of nomads, and as we discussed in various episodes, the nomadic lifestyle is very unique and it focuses on the idea of constantly changing locations. However, there are many types of nomadic lifestyles, and each of us nomads is living their life in another form. And I'm going to try analyzing few of the most common types that I've witnessed, came across when I'm in touch with nomads. So hopefully if you're making the decision to become a nomad and live a life of constant change, those types might help you understand the advantages, the disadvantages in each one of those, and help you make the best decision of which one is the right for you. So let's start with the first one, which is the most common one recently, and especially the most famous one. It's digital nomad. So basically, a digital nomad is a person that is constantly moving, exploring new destinations, but is dependent on technology and to make a living. Basically, it's the guys that you see with the laptops working most of the day. And I'm one of them, by the way, working on my startups while traveling. Now, the idea here is when you actually take a deeper look into the lifestyle, the digital nomad lifestyle, you see that most of them, or most of us, actually work during the week, kind of have a regular work week, either from home, coffee shop, or a co-working space, and traveling during weekends, because we have to constantly interact with clients online. A lot of them are not even aware that we're traveling. Basically, this is a very rewarding lifestyle. It's a very free lifestyle because you disconnect your revenue source from where you are using the internet. At the same time, it's a little bit limiting as well, since you're going to spend most of your day in front of a laptop looking for a good internet signal. So nothing is perfect in life, and this is the digital nomad lifestyle, which is becoming more and more popular since the internet is taking off and companies are more and more willing to have remote workers, let's say. Let's move on to another lifestyle, which is the spiritual nomadic lifestyle. So this kind of nomad has a little bit of a deeper purpose to their travels, and they change locations, usually searching for either meaning or enlightenment or teachings, spiritual teachings to others. I personally often see backpackers as spiritual nomads, since they're embarking on the nice, let's say, task of getting to know themselves better while interacting with everything new in the world. So a spiritual nomad uses the road and traveling as a source of inspiration and awakening, and then usually teaches what they've learned to other people. those were very common in past days. You have very, very famous spiritual nomads out there, the prophets in Judaism, Buddha, Zen monks that were constantly changing locations, looking for answers. And nowadays you can kind of see it in Indian sadhus, although they tend to stay in the same place, but they don't have a home. The downsides here is that usually those types of spiritual nomads are quite poor or very, very poor. And in one point or another, the constant focus on spirituality when the world is so materialistic and is also very focused on money might be too much for those nomads and for the people around them. So, which creates a lot of fake gurus out there all over the world. For this reason exactly. So it seems like this one was very good lifestyle in the past, in the times of the Buddha, but maybe not anymore that much. Moving on to the next type of nomads, this is basically quick time out nomads. So this type of nomads is the one that is able to make some kind of an arrangement with their employer to have a lot of small vacations. I have a friend, Lisa, that is basically traveling for a week every month or every month and a half, which and every time to a new place or a new country. This lifestyle is kind of interesting. It's intense as well, but it has some advantages. For example, you get to see a lot of the world. However, and you get to get a taste of being a nomad. And the problem is basically that you need a specific arrangement with your boss to do this kind of lifestyle. You need a reliable source of income, since this is going to cost you a lot. The flights over here, every time to a new place, every month and a half for a week, the transportation costs are going to be pretty high. And it can be very intense packing a travel period in such a short time of 1 week at a time. So I have to say, I'm not the biggest fan of this lifestyle, but for some people it works out perfectly. So that's another type of nomadism. Maybe a quick time out nomad is the way for you. The other nomadic lifestyle that I would like to mention is the corporate type nomad. This one I actually connect to a little bit more. It's kind of an offshoot of the digital nomad lifestyle. Now, those are people who are working for usually very, very big company, but this company allows them to work from home. And then when someone allows you to work from home, of course, you can interpret it in every way that you might want to. And some people are just traveling, meaning they show up for their shift from 8 to 4 or whatever, but constantly in different locations, constantly moving between locations. And this lifestyle I actually connect to, and I kind of like it. I think a lot of you people who are working 9 to 5 might wanna check the option to actually make it happen. And basically, at one point, I think it's a very interesting lifestyle. It's a very rewarding lifestyle. However, you still have your daily shift and you might still be very much involved in the bureaucracy of a big corporation that will ask you to constantly maybe be in places or submit forms and so on and so on. So maybe it's a little bit of an emotional burden having this lifestyle, but again, many rewards at the same time as well. Moving on to the next type of nomad, which I call the half-half nomad. Those nomads are basically creating cycles of work and travel. So the idea over here is that, let's say a person will work for 6 months a year, usually in a very seasonal job, let's say a ski guide or in a hotel attending to tourists in the tourism season. And then basically when the season is off, take off for 6 months only for traveling, usually in very low-cost countries, while spending your work period in the developed world, when you can actually get paid enough to save a lot of money for traveling. I think digital nomads kind of envy the half-half nomads, because those guys are, when they travel purely, 100% of the time without thinking about work, which is pretty cool. So this is kind of an interesting way of living a nomadic lifestyle. And also, a little bit related, it also gives you a big tax break because your tax is calculated annually. So the half-half nomads are only working for half a year, which greatly decreases their monthly tax. Okay, moving on to the offline nomad or the classical nomad. Those were the most, let's say, popular type of nomadic lifestyle before the internet showed up. And those are basically people who have some kind of a skill or can do something while traveling. For example, people who are artisans that are kind of selling their products on the street, or a cook in a restaurant that can keep on changing restaurants while moving. Over here, the downside is that those guys are a little bit poorer and very, very dependent on their local bosses. Usually it's going to be very hard to get a good paying job in developing countries, which are actually mostly the most interesting ones as you travel. So that's a little bit of a downside. Another downside is that they might require a different type of visa if they want to be legal, because most of us are traveling as tourists as we travel. And those guys are actually working while traveling in the country where they stay, which is not legal for a tourist. The big advantage over here is the total immersion that you have when you actually work in a place where you stay. You can really get to know the place a little bit more and the people there and so on and so on. Digital nomads kind of have it easy as they separate their revenue source from where they are. And those classical offline nomads are actually very much involved and can really immerse themselves with their location. So, as always, advantages and disadvantages. Now, let's move on to another type of nomads, which is the volunteer home-sitting nomads. This is a relatively new concept, thanks to some internet platforms like Trusted Home Sitters and HelpX, and you have a lot of those. Basically, the idea over here is that unlike the classical nomads that are getting paid for regular jobs, here there is no real exchange of money, but you get accommodation and sometimes food in sites like HelpX in return for volunteering or house-sitting a place when someone is on vacation. The advantage here, of course, is that it saves you money. Usually you don't need a work visa to do it since no money is being exchanged and so on. The disadvantage is that you're losing a little bit of your flexibility since you have those responsibilities. In HelpX, you're probably going to volunteer in a farm or something. In Trusted Home Sitters, you're probably going to have to stay in a house for 1 month and feeding pets every day. So you're losing a little bit of your freedom, and you're also not being able to actually save money while traveling. Who wants to save money while traveling anyway? Okay, let's move on to another type of nomads, which are the rich nomads. So generally, this is what we all want to be. Only few of us actually are. And a rich nomad is someone that can constantly travel without needing to work. They have the money. Usually, either they won the lottery, an inheritance, or they had a very successful career before they started. So the good side of the rich nomads is that basically they can travel as much as they want without thinking about work, enjoy almost total flexibility. The downside is that sometimes it's too easy. And when it's getting too easy and you don't have to think about work, you have a lot of other things to think about, which might bring you to the question after some time of traveling of what am I really creating and what am I doing? So that's why I guess those people are not that common, because as you travel, it brings a lot of thoughts about life and so on. And work is actually one of the things that offsets those thoughts and gives us a little bit of meaning while changing locations. So again, some kind of a disadvantage and advantage here at the same time. The last type of nomad I would like to discuss is basically the home nomads. The home nomads are people who I actually admire. Those are the people who are succeeding to have a nomadic life mindset while staying at home without moving. This is a very difficult situation to gain, and I'm wondering if it's actually possible to gain, But some people are naturally a lot more self-aware, and apparently they can do it. And yeah, that's basically it. I hope this was useful for you as you choose your own nomadic lifestyle, or maybe even calibrate or jump between one type of those lifestyle to another. Like I want to do, for example, I would like to experiment with other things other than the digital nomad lifestyle. If you have any comments, we would love to hear from you. This is going to be on Become Nomad, this post about different types of nomadic lifestyle. You can visit it, read the article, leave comments, subscribe for the newsletter, which we're finally gonna send very, very soon. That's basically it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.